Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Tuesday, November 12th. Boys, are they smarter at math than girls?
I'm going to go with a no. Janie, how do you vote?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, come to find out, that's one of the big myths that had been out there for quite a while. In fact, there's another study that comes out that says neuroscientists looked at the young boys' and girls' brains and found no difference in mathematical ability or brain function. One of the neurologists used an MRI machine to examine 105 kids' brains while they watched an educational video.
Right.
And they found that the kids' brains were equally engaged, processed the information the same way, and showed no major disparities.
You know, I also remember 50 years ago when we went to the moon, it was women who did the calculations to make sure that we didn't crash into the moon, and we actually got there.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking you guys have been pretty good at this stuff for a long time, because that's why I'm in radio. There's no math.
Yeah, there is no math.
We have machines that count down for us.
Yeah, there is kind of some math. Remember, you have to back time it, which means you have to look at the song and figure how many minutes and seconds left till the... your mark.
I can count to 60.
Yeah. That's why I love the 1980 songs, because there are several of them that you have about a minute, minute and a half where you can fade anywhere. And no one would know any difference in the song.
Yeah. And yeah, especially if you're trying to time up for a network news. You got to have those things.
So we found pink Christmas trees have become a hot seller this holiday season. Apparently,
yeah, this is so weird.
It is strange, isn't it? Sales are up 125%, ranging in price anywhere from $24 to $300. Somebody from Wayfair says pink signals a refreshing air of celebration and adds an element of relaxed fun to any space.
Okay. Sure it does.
I've seen a teal one before, like a light turquoise with silver and white and like pink balls on it, but that was out at like a beach resort, you know? And so, I don't know. I just don't know. Pink seems like an excuse. What was it you guys said? Like, it seemed like they had an order of white and red, and they accidentally, the dye bled.
Yeah, here's my conspiracy theory here. They ordered them from China. They checked the wrong box, and they got pink trees. So, what are they going to do? Let's just make it a fashion icon, and people will spend money on it.
That's the Christmas tree color of the year.
Yeah. Kind of works like that.
It's voted on by me.
does remind me. I think in A Charlie Brown Christmas, Lucy talks about one of those new aluminum trees.
Right.
Maybe one made of pink. It does make me think that it's something from the 60s.
They made the aluminum tree shiny, and you have that real corny spotlight with the little different colors that would go around. You know, it would make the noise like... Rawr, 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 rawr.
Oh, yeah.
And your tree would change color magically.
I saw Mad Men. Apparently, everyone was drunk in the 60s.
I know.
By 10 o'clock. If you come into my office, we're having martinis.
So, if you're imagining, if you're drunk, you have a pink Christmas tree that makes... that sounds like that's a great idea.
It'll go with the pink elephant you're seeing.
This is pretty good information. I like this idea. Because it is true. When you go to someone's house for Thanksgiving, you try and bring something to them. And it's usually like a side item or dessert or even a bottle of wine. But think about this. Yeah. The person you're going to serve generally doesn't have enough utensils to serve all the food they have.
Yeah, you have five or six things that need scooping out. The mashed potatoes, the green beans, you got to have the casseroles, all that. But nobody has enough serving spoons.
Yeah, so why not bring serving utensils instead?
Right. That's a great idea.
Such a good idea.
Or if you do bring dessert, bring the utensils to serve the dessert.
Right.
And therefore, you'll be the hero of Thanksgiving.
All right, a couple things, too. Don't bring just a bouquet of flowers. Have them in a vase, because the last thing the cook needs or the host needs is one more thing to do. Like, look, here's a bunch of flowers. Oh, no, I got to find a vase. I got to cut the stems. Also, bring Tupperware. because there's going to be leftovers, and they're going to want to know who wants leftovers, and nobody. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know,
I love that idea. And I mean, how many times have you tried to take a flimsy paper plate with a bunch of food left over, and then foil on top, and everything gets squished and smashed into your car seat?
Why does the rug in your car smell like gravy?
We found out that the flu season is here. Just last week, 582 new cases and 2 deaths.
Wow.
Bringing the current flu season, people who have been sick up to almost 2,000.
Yeah, it's early this year.
Yeah, they say basically Louisiana and Puerto Rico are big hotbeds for the flu this year. So if you've been there recently, you might want to start taking some echinacea. Arizona, right. Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Kentucky, Mississippi, Nevada, Tennessee, and Texas also sporadic activity. Just make sure you're washing your hands and... you know, make sure you we did that last week about what to disinfect after somebody has been sick in your house, so that you keep right. the rest of your family safe without really, you know, cleaning the whole house.
Stay away from Puerto Rican Cajuns, apparently. Isn't that right?
Yeah. Amazon's Ring. If you have one of the doorbells, you might want to reset your Wi-Fi password. Apparently, there was a glitch in the encryption process when you hooked up your doorbell with your network that exposed your password in plain text instead of encrypting it.
Amazon doesn't have a great track record with protecting our passwords.
Yeah.
Well, you said too, Chris, you didn't even realize it was Amazon, right? I didn't either, so that was news to me.
Yeah, I did not know it was made by Amazon, but they do say, yeah, you want to go ahead and change the Wi-Fi password as soon as possible, and if you don't know how to do that, usually there are instructions online for your particular brand of Wi-Fi to fix that.
Yeah. You know the air you're breathing right now, Janie? Amazon.
Yeah.
That's Amazon.
It's been hacked. Free Hawaiian vacation if you want to go eco-friendly. Woo-hoo. It's a week-long vacation, $4,000 stipend for transportation to the island of Maui, as well as lodging and entertainment, plus $2,000 in your pocket. All you need to do is do it with an eco-friendly mindset.
Okay.
So if you're over the age of 18 and have creative and engaging ideas for documenting the trip through pictures and video, i.e. social media, you'll want to enter the Vivint Solar Contest, which they call the Eco Adventure Challenge. We have links up at our website. And you must do it by the 18th of November.
Hey, what radio station sent you to Hawaii? Because we put up some link from somebody else.
98.5
KTK. Hey. You know, we never got to this so little true. Bit of fluff, but People Magazine, which is pretty much the Bible of our industry.
Yeah.
Meg Ryan, John Mellencamp got back together. She was seen wearing her engagement ring again at the screening of her upcoming movie Bombshell. There. That's as fluffy as I ever want to get for you people.
And there it is. Our show for today, Tuesday, November 12th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Remember, the sun is always shining.
Have a great day.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.